both generics, lifting in Special Olympics, like look, powerlifting in Special Olympics are saved my life because of what I went through that I shouldn't go through as a kid, being beat up now. And so I'm blessed every day because of that.
Phil Brown started weightlifting at 17 years old. He had a tough upbringing in the foster system, but turned his life around and is now well known in his neighborhood in New Minas, Nova Scotia. He's the first Nova Scotia Special Olympian to win a medal in two divisions, both the Special Olympics and the generic Open Division. We interview him as he shares his story, hardships, and his 37-year longtime goal of competing in the generic division of the Powerlifting Championships.
Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning, Phil. So, Phil, first of all, can you tell us a little bit about yourself? So just your name, what do you do, and how long you've been powerlifting for?
Well, my name is really Philip, but everybody calls me Phil. Sounds pretty good for a stage name, especially where they call me Downtown Phil Brown. Mike Mitchell is the one that from the radio station here at Kemple that started calling me that because I'm always downtown. That's where it came from. And powerlifting, I started about 37 years ago.
So you started at 17 years old.
Yes.
What made you get into powerlifting?
I was abused, beat up by some kids there when I was young, 10 years old. And being adopted too from different many years in the 70s with going to foster parents and all that. And was home a home for me being adopted, going to different families, whereas it was hard for me being a kid. It was almost like you're building a sandcastle and you're trying to keep it that structure the way it wants to be. And all of a sudden you get people destroying it and you want to have that structure, that sandcastle, what hard work you've done. And me trying to find that love that I needed was just like a luggage going to one, if you understand what I'm trying to say, going one house to another and all that, and trying to get the education. I only got a grade 4 education, as I'm saying this to you now, and going to foster homes was pretty tough, trying to get that education and trying to find that love from the foster parents and all that. And just, it was just tough for me.
Of course, thank you for sharing that.
Thanks. And
when was the first time you decided to compete in Special Olympics?
Debbie Key was the one that got me interested in doing it. She was my first coach in 85. And she said, you know what deadlift and squat is? And I had no idea. And she showed me with a broomstick. I hear my coworker showing me with a broomstick, showing me what a deadlift and squat was. And she said, here, you try it. And I tried it. And she said, why don't you come to the gym where I work and plus work out? And I joined. Later on in the fall of 1992, late fall, I was introduced to Jude Doucette. He was my first coach for Special Olympics. In 1993, I went to the games. 92 helped me in the fall to get myself prepped up for the very first time for the first appearance of my powerlifting first experience for the Special Olympics for the sport. And then that year I won my first Special Olympics, gold medal for Special Olympics, 93, Summer Games. That was in St. Mary's University.
Brown said it is not very usual or common to compete in two divisions at the same time. But not only did Brown compete, he won a gold medal in the 66-kilogram Masters 2 Special Olympics division and also a bronze medal in the generic division.
Usually with a Special Olympic athlete, you're only permitted doing one sport in Summer Games, one sport in the Winter Games. Because just for example, if I do track and field or vice versa powerlifting and I get hurt, that means I can't do either sport. So that's why you're only allowed to do one sport. And by flukiness, I was allowed doing both soccer and powerlifting.
All right, now let's talk about your most recent win at the Special Olympics. First of all, can you tell me when did you attend the Special Olympics and how did you win?
Jeff Butt, who's the organizing person from last year, Easterns. And he goes, Phil, I go, what? Got a surprise for you. I go, what? You got enough points to go to the generic meet in Newfoundland for the Nationals. Really? I started crying because I've been waiting for this for a long, long time.
Brown was overwhelmed, as moving from the Special Olympics to the generic Olympics has been a long life goal of his.
Yes, I've been waiting for this moment for a very long time. But I'm not going to push Special Olympics aside. It's still dear to my heart, but I've been trying for a lifetime to go to a generic Team Nova Scotia meet. And my dream has come true. And I went to St. John's. It was a higher level because this, I wouldn't say this was a pro, professional, but this was a more have a high level because there'd be a lot more people. I think there was about 588 lifters, I think.
He said competing that day was difficult for him because he had lost a close friend.
My nerves were kind of wrecked because my friend died, my friend Steve. And I lost a lot of weight because of this. But I'm like, I was here for him.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
What else do you dabble in?
Speed skating. This is my 28th year doing speed skating. Powerlifting. Soccer. Track and field. Softball. And then winter, that was summer. And then winter is speed skating. Ringette. Basketball. I tried a little bit of curling, a little bit. I figure, I'm too young. I figure when I get older, I can't do the other stuff. I'll just figure doing curling later on down the road.
What did you do in terms of diet and training for the Special Olympics?
So I made a lot of salads, lots of water, chicken, fish, tuna, the greasy foods. That's a no-no. I probably eat that right after the competition. A workout almost every day.
The 54-year-old who grew up all around Nova Scotia and is currently living in New Minas said he has a new goal in sight, another competition.
Actually, I'm going to get into bodybuilding, do a competition. Not as soon as this competition gets over with in next month. Next 2 years, I'm going to get into bodybuilding.
What are the requirements for the Special Olympics and the generic Olympics? I'm curious.
With me not getting my education, going from family home, and the rough life, I was in a special education led class, and that concerned me being for the Special Olympics. And of course, with Special Olympics, people say, well, why are you with Special Olympics? Why aren't you with, and of course, again, they're saying, why aren't you the normal? And I do not like that word either.
Brown spoke of a common challenge he faces.
Some people say, you look normal. I don't like people when they say normal. That makes me upset. What's normal? What consider you being normal? Everybody is as equal. Nobody's above or below. Nobody's in the middle. People is in this loving circle to me. What do you think you should call it? And I said, we got special talents. I don't like the word disability. I want to throw it out the door.
He shared his mindset behind his many medals and accomplishments, despite having many obstacles.
It's just people can't give up. Just keep on going. Just like me, 37 years it took me to get the generics. You got to push. And yes, it's hard. Very hard.
Lastly, Brown wrote a poem in which he read out loud at the competition after achieving his 37-year long-term goal. He shares that poem with us here today.
The failures will be upon you. You should be showing strength deep within your heart and show that you are amazing, that you will go all the way to better yourself, regardless how long it will take. Just go for it, and you will surprise yourself. Say goodbye to failures, and say hello. I did not give up on myself.
Sarah Gouda, CKDU.